Last spring's Major League Opening Day rosters included 86 players from the Dominican Republic. Besides accounting for 10% of the population of the major leagues, players from the DR comprise 24% of the players in the minor leagues. So the system funneling players from the Dominican Republic must be working pretty well. Why would anybody want to change it? Joining me is Matthew Futterman, who has written about how Major League Baseball is trying to do just that. Matthew, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me aboard.
At the end of last season, Major League Baseball and the union produced a new collective bargaining agreement, which, among other things, capped the amount teams can spend on international amateur free agents at about $3 million annually per team. Anything above that will incur a heavy tax. What effect is that likely to have on players in the Dominican Republic and beyond?
Well, I think what you see overall in terms of this strategy of Major League Baseball and that this is actually a part of is to bring down the sort of wild, unregulated spending on Dominican teenagers and to try and sort of bring some sort of semblance of order to the system so that you don't have teams spending millions and millions of dollars on a single promising 16-year-old who turns out to be 19, who isn't as good in actual competitive games as he might have looked in a few tryouts in front of scouts.
There's a committee currently exploring the possibility of extending the draft that now operates in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico to the Dominican Republic and to Venezuela, among other places. How would that change the landscape for Major League Baseball and for players growing up in those places?
The great advantage that the Dominican players have is that they do nothing but play baseball under the eyes and under the management of the Major League Baseball teams from the time they're 16 years old when they get signed. Mm-hmm. So if you institute a draft and you're drafting 18-year-olds who aren't developing under professional coaching of Major League Baseball, you'll probably see a decline in the ability of these kids.
Would anybody in the Dominican Republic have anything to say about changes in the system, or would this be simply something that's imposed on them?
Oh, it's hugely controversial in the Dominican Republic. The trainers who are referred to as the Buscones, these are guys who their sole job really is to find kids who are promising when they're 10, 11, 12, and they make deals with them where they are responsible for training them. And then when these kids get signed, the Buscones get a cut of the bonus. So it can be very lucrative. If you put in a draft, you really essentially sort of knock the Buscones out of the system. They're the people that would really have the biggest problem with it because it's been a huge financial windfall in there. But there have been some stories of these trainers who have really taken advantage of kids.
David Bernier, who is the head of the Puerto Rican Olympic Committee, has said that he'd like to see the Major League draft eliminated for kids in Puerto Rico. This development we're talking about would seem to be going in the other direction entirely.
It would be, right. That is not an uncommon sentiment among Puerto Rican baseball people. They really feel like bringing their kids into the draft has really done harm to baseball. It took away a whole business. It took away a whole incentive to get kids ready to be signed when they're 16 and then to be trained as professionals. And, they take a lot of pride in baseball and always have in Puerto Rico. And I think it hurts them to see other countries, the Dominican Republic mainly, but also Venezuela now sort of take their place as one of the main breeding grounds of talent.
What's your best guess about future opportunities in the major leagues for players coming out of the Dominican Republic?
I think they're still going to be there. I think the level of the bonuses are going to go down. I don't think they're going to have the riches that have been thrown at them in the past. And part of the reason is because the clubs will be able to make smarter decisions. And part of the reason is they may be subject to this draft and this limited amount of spending that's going to be available for each team.
Matthew Futterman has written about the relationship between Major League Baseball and the Dominican Republic for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on.